You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Jiggles.
And Daryl.
That would be great. What's your opinion on the Tobelstein's gravitational models?
Hello and welcome to episode 132 of The Training Dummies, recorded on June 14th, 2016. My name is not Daryl, and I haven't been in game a lot this last week. The Warcraft movie came out, and I had to go see that twice, and we've just had some stuff going on at home, so mainly been doing a little Hearthstone on my phone, and jump into an Overwatch here and there, little Heroes before we started tonight. Got Medivh almost to level 5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he's weird, man. He's weird.
Yeah.
He's exactly what I thought he was going to be. It's real weird. You really got to have a good team built around him. But Daryl, what about you? What have you been up to, man?
What have I been up to? I've been working on my deck, getting that ready for Team Crab deck, which is coming up in like 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks old?
No, is that an aggro deck or a control deck? Or
it's a wood deck. It's wood.
So is that a new meta? You're defining
the
meta
that's,
now?
That's the new meta, is wood deck. Yes. Pressure treated wood deck. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So will we be, I don't know if we'll be seeing this at in the BlizzCon Championships?
I hope so. I sure hope so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so tonight we have a little bit of a different topic. We've talked a few times about guilds lately and communities lately, and Magdalena came on and had some really cool things to say. And what I really love about this show is how one thing always leads to another. So we received an email talking about a guild community and what that means and how that all works. And we invited Marcus to come and join us. So if we could have a warm Training Dummies welcome for special guest Marcus tonight. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Well, thank you so much for having me, man.
What we're going to do is these super compelling questions here at the beginning, where we get to know you a little bit. So people who don't know you, who you are, will get a sense of kind of where you're coming from. And then we'll get into the topic there down below. Marcus, when did you start playing, Warcraft, Blizzard games, or, you know, video gaming? And what is your current main?
Well, if I'll start with like Blizzard games. I started playing Warcraft 2 in college. I want to say it was the early 2000s. I started playing Warcraft 2. And when it comes to WoW, at first I really didn't think I'd ever play MMOs. They just wasn't my game. But in November of 2008, Black Friday-ish, right when Wrath came out, I had about half dozen real life friends that have been playing WoW since vanilla, and they just kept saying, "Hey, you got to try it out. Battle Chest is $15. So my brother and I, we bought the Battle Chest on Black Friday. We hooked up to a big LAN party, and they started leveling us and been hooked ever since. And my current main, in Hellfire Citadel, I did progression on an Elemental Shaman, but throughout my entire vast majority of my WoW career was a Protection Warrior. And I plan on switching to Demon Hunter and Legion.
You went from tanking to DPS, huh?
Yeah, it was. I'm a raid leader, so I found out that it was much easier to raid lead when I can see the whole battlefield. So
We did this weird co-raid thing where just very fluidly and naturally certain people emerge and they call out certain abilities, you know, and everybody just kind of puts their head together for suggestions, and it works for us, I think.
Yeah, like, it's not even that we're called raid leaders. It's more raid organizers, because that's what I feel our function is. Make sure we have two tanks, enough healers, and DPS to make it go.
Mm.
And after that, the raid just works. It's awesome.
When we have enough, like, really talented people that, like, you know, we've been getting through heroic content, like, while it's definitely current, so.
What is the origin of the name Marcus?
Marcus is the name of my first tune that I played in Dungeons & Dragons in high school. It was a chaotic neutral cleric, and I can't remember. I just thought Marcus was a cool-sounding name. It was my long-lasting Dungeons & Dragons character, and I thought I'd just continue that on to, you know, WoW, since it was an RPG. So Marcus has just stuck with me, and it's just what everybody knows me by, so yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Every time I go to roll a tune, I can't, like, even if it's like a semi-normal name, I usually end up making something silly out of it. So it's, I don't know if I've ever considered using like a name. I don't know.
Like an actual name, like not, yeah. a, not oh, like this,
yeah.
not Silly Popper 2 or something like that.
Some sort of ridiculous joke or innuendo or something. But
yeah.
What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
I would probably say BlizzCon 2015 only because...
Yes!
Yeah. Only because we had 10 guildies there. You know, I'd been to BlizzCon 09 before, so it wasn't my first BlizzCon. But, you know, having 10 of your guildies show up and, you know, meeting everybody for the first time, you know, in real life. You know, me and my brother, we, you know, we drove down there. So we picked up everybody from the airports and we had... Yeah, there's a long story. I'll get to that a little bit later, but it was just so awesome to have your guild there in person. And, you know, it, all because of this silly little game, we got to get together and have a great weekend.
We kind of had the same thing last year too. And I think at one point we were in the hotel and tons of our guildies were in there. We decided to do a bathroom selfie with everybody that was around. There had to have been like, what was it? 12.
Something like that, yeah. So 12 people in a cramped hotel bathroom taking a mirror selfie. So we did this
bathroom selfie with everybody. And then one of our guys later went in and actually put the nameplates over everyone's head. And it's the freaking funniest picture, dude. I think I put it on the BlizzNerds Facebook page at one point too. That's like, it's hilarious just seeing everybody all goofy with their actual character nameplates and guild names over their head like it's in game.
I'm gonna have to steal that idea this year.
Oh, dude, it's so good! It is hilarious, man.
That was good. What would you say is your favorite Blizzard title? And if it's Warcraft, what's your second favorite?
So definitely, my second favorite has to be Heroes of the Storm. It's my first MOBA. I think it's just fantastic. I don't know if Heroes is one of your guys' favorites, but yeah, just playing as Illidan, playing as Arthas, you know, playing as Mirrodin, I thought it was just fantastic. It's just, I can't say anything more. I play it pretty often, especially during, I think, beta. I went ham on beta, but yeah, Heroes has me. It's a game. It kind of, you know, instead of PvPing in WoW, I can do a little Heroes and it's not as complicated. Yeah.
Yeah, we love Heroes, man. We're there all the time.
What do you guys like to play at Heroes?
Well,
not support.
I'm one of these fools that has a lot of Heroes. I actually own every single one of them, and I've got most of them to level 7 or 8, several of them to 8, 9, 10, you know. So, I don't know, whatever. I kind of go with whatever the quest I have is going on.
Oh, nice.
Like, I am good at all of them, but not great at any of them, I guess. I don't know.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Daryl, what about you? I know you're a Diablo kind of...
Yeah, Diablo's still my favorite. Easily my favorite. I don't mind trying the other ones, but support is just... I'm not good at it. The team dies when I play support.
Have you ever played Rhaegar?
I think so. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I have.
Now, how do you feel about Rhaegar?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've played him, but I have. I just remember that much.
So definitely Shaman Healer's not your thing?
No. Enhancement Shaman. Me. Enhancement. So I actually tried Thrall for the first time this week.
Oh, dude, Thrall's great.
I know. I enjoyed Thrall. It was good. So still a Shaman. I know where you're going. I know what your play is.
Marcus, what's your favorite raid boss of all time?
Hands down, Siegecrafter Blackfuse.
Man, you're one of the crazy ones.
Well, I did it in 25-man, you know, mythic or heroic at the time, and I was a tank. So being able to unleash a 7 million crit Dragon Roar and nuke the Shredder was just – Prot Warriors were OP at the time, but that fight is just – you never see anything like it. It's just absolute brutality, but it's fun. Like there's so many different ways to do it. There's not one standard way. You can do different things on the belt, so – yeah, it's just an incredible boss fight. I still watch my kill videos of it just to kind of get, you know, just to relive a little bit of that.
Nice. Yeah. What is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
In game right now, I've actually been doing something I like to call LFR Hero, where I take all of my, I've got 8 100s, but I've been taking my 6 highest geared ones. They're all about 700, and I've been streaming a little bit and, you know, getting to meet some people that are coming back to the game, kind of showing them, hey, this is what Enhancement Shaman looks like in Raid, and just going through it, just blasting through LFR and, you know, helping out some of the people there that aren't doing good DPS. You know, I could do like close to 80, 90K on my LE Shaman. So I'll just go in there and blast through. But it's ever since, you know, Hellfire progression, it's been really, really lull. So I've been, you know, playing the other games, you know, playing Hearthstone, Heroes, Overwatch, all that jazz.
That's actually super cool. I know I was real heavy into that whole thing for a long time to just take your alts in and kind of go try hard even in LFR and just kind of have fun and just see, like, go in as a tank and see if you can top all 3 meters as the tank, you know, stuff like
that. Yeah. Yeah.
So where are you with the Overwatch hype? Are you into that? Are you not into that?
Well, I'll be honest, it's not my favorite Blizzard title, and it's I think it's a good shooter. I think it needs more game modes. But, you know, Blizzard's really good at creating characters and heroes. Mm-hmm. But I got to have a couple more game modes, you know, for $40, you know, I think they should have had more game modes. But I'm happy with it. But after about an hour, I'm good. I don't know about you guys, but after like 2 or 3 matches, I'm like, all right, I need to take a break.
I actually cut myself off intentionally because I find, you know, there's a lot of people just every time I log into Battle.net, you just see them on there and that's all they're doing. And I could do that, but I get salty really easy. And I love that game and I love that universe so much that I don't want to get angry with it. You know, it's real easy to get mad when you're like sitting there just getting sniped by Widowmaker or just getting constantly wrecked, you know, and like, I love the game and I want to continue to love it. So I kind of pace myself with it a little bit.
You know, the last time
I find myself getting
Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say I find myself getting really salty too at that game. I get really angry, like, no, just let me go after the payload.
Yeah, right.
I was gonna say the last time I played, I was Widowmaker, and I got sniped by Widowmaker. It was freaking ridiculous. I'm like looking at my kill video. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, give me a break.
That's hilarious.
but. Okay, this is silly, but I'm going to repeat it here anyway. But I don't want to brag, but I haven't lost a match since Overwatch has been officially released. I haven't played any either, but that's irrelevant.
Yeah, well, I guess, all right. You got to maintain that winning.
Exactly. You know what? The most ridiculous thing about that is I put out a tweet like exactly that, and I got 125 likes on it. Like, I don't even understand. It's just
people seriously. Are funny.
I know. It was like, what? Really? And they kept coming like 3-4 days later. Anyway, I just thought it was silly. So, Rob, do you have any bonus questions for Marcus this evening?
I don't think so. Do you have any?
Are you celebrating National Bourbon Day appropriately?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. I'm trying to cut back, and I didn't even know until about 20 minutes ago, so I'm going to have to apologize and say I didn't know.
Yeah, somebody has to be able to carry the show.
I got you covered.
Yeah, drink one for me, please.
All right.
This is Cinder from Battletagged and Reigns of Azeroth, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right, I'm sure you can hear my cat in the background. He's up here meowing
I do. Why. Wow.
Jeez. But if you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what my cat's whining about, we're active on Twitter, at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD. All right, so guild communities. Where do we start?
Well, I guess I can start with the guild community that I run.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I started Legends Anonymous. My brother and I started it in September of 2014, a couple of months before Warlords launched. And all we wanted to do was just play Warlords of Draenor. We wanted to raid heroics and we wanted to bring some of our old friends back together, make some new friends. And what started as kind of just a simple you know, raid guild turned into this, you know, humongous virtual community that has media presence, and we have a great website, and it's just an incredible, we recruited so many great people. You know, we ended up going to BlizzCon together, you know, the whole nine yards. And one of the things we noticed was that there was actually a market for it. There was a real market for people that just, you know, wanted to bring back, you know, the old days where, you know, you had guild pride and you cared about the people in your guild. And we just, we couldn't be happier with what we're doing. And we actually started our own podcast, which was called The Tides of Lore at first, but we realized that maybe lore wasn't a good focus topic, so we decided to make a general WoW podcast called Legend Style. So we've been doing that a lot, you know, and you TeamSpeak's always active, website's always active, so it's been just a really great experience. And there's a lot of key things that we do that I think people would want to do as well with their communities, and there's actually quite a few of them out there. And yeah, it's just a great experience. And we took a look at what was going on lately. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have been following the pro legacy movement, not to beat that dead horse down, but a lot of players want community back. They want their server and their guild to feel like a community back. And We found out that you didn't need a vanilla server to do it. You just needed, you know, people that wanted to play together. So the next thing is, the current state right now in guilds is a lot of guilds right now, they kind of seem like they're glorified pugs with a, you know, a guild bank and a name and maybe a loose schedule. So, and it's hard right now. It's hard to play WoW right now in a guild because, you know, a lot of players have become, I think, a little bit more self-focused in what they're doing as opposed to focusing on the we, you know, not the me. And it's kind of a shame players lost touch with that. And you can kind of see that. And it's not what we're about. And bringing that part.
Did I drop?
We survived the Warlords content drought. You know, a lot of guilds didn't. You know, Blood Legion, you know.
No, you're there.
Am I still in?
Yeah.
Oh, I had like a 3-second gap of nothing. No, 5-second gap.
It's just a lot of.
Weird. Oh, yeah, carry on. Sorry. Just stuff.
It's mentioned, weird. You mentioned like Blood Legion and, you know, some of these prominent, well-known guilds that have been around for a very, very, very long time. Just kind of, you know, they're done. They don't care. The waiting for new raid content to come out is just, it doesn't matter. Nobody wants to do that anymore. How do you keep a community alive during, you know, like you mentioned, a drought?
One of the key things that we do is we do a lot of kind of user-generated content. Part of WoW is it's a giant, you know, canvas that you can paint and do whatever you want on. So there's a lot of things outside of just raiding that we do to keep us going. You know, one of our raiders does what we call the attunement quests, where he created his own little RP storyline. His name's Zilgadis. Great guy, great storyteller. Created his own storyline, had us run around and do little scavenger hunts. And, you know, it ended in Firelands where his evil, you know, shadow priest had been keeping his shaman. So just little things awesome. Like that. Yeah. So that's one part of it. And, you know, it sucks to hear all these guilds going under, you know, like, and it's not just one or two, it's quite a few, you know, Paragon, Vodka, Blood Legion. You go to WoW Progress, you'll see guilds that were, you know, 13 out of 13 mythic, you know, their WoW Progress says that they're no longer raiding. And it's hard for a content drought. But if you do things outside of your current progression, like right now we're all playing Overwatch together, we're doing 6v6 matches, you know, maybe take yourselves away from the standard adventure guide of Blizzard and just work on your friendships is one of the keys. So
now what's the difference? Like you kind of covered this a little bit then, but so what would you say is like the huge difference between just being in a guild and then having a real community focused guild? Because there's a lot of mega guilds out there. There's a lot of these crazy, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to throw any names.
Everyone
out there,
but knows these, who they are.
Right. And they're like, well, about. if you're not part of, you know, this guild, then you're not, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you're not a nobody, but you know, there's, it just seems like, if you're not in one of these huge guilds and you're not playing with your friends, then there's nowhere for you to go, really.
So there's all sorts of guilds out there. The mega guilds you mentioned, most of the time they kind of have like a top heavy portion of the guild that's kind of like the face, and then it's kind of like a franchise, you know, the other small ones where they carry like the guild banner, but are they really a community or are they just carrying the name? And then you take another typical guild where it's just, you know, it's just a name, you know, we're Joe's Blows or whatever, and we're just raiding. And when we hit a wall, we collapse and everyone goes their separate ways. And then there's guilds like ours where, you know, our focus, the real difference is we focus on the friendships first and we focus on the social aspects first. And then everything else comes second. You know, a lot of our guildies we're friends that happen to play WoW together and happen to play Overwatch. And that's really the difference, is what your guild members' goals are and values are.
That's good. I like that. I think that's very, I think in your initial email to us, we kind of had covered this a little bit, but I think there's a lot that we have, you know, our guild has in common with what you guys are doing too. We've been around for a super long time. Daryl's been in the guild since darn near launch, and I joined in Wrath. So.
Well,
it's a lot of
similar. I guess we were in a guild together, but then we ended up reforming, but it's still the same people. Like,
it's still a weird, the same history. Community. Yeah. And,
yeah. 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 Because everyone who we're still with was in the other guild, and they all, the management of the other guild will say, had quit playing, or for the most part, it was winding down. So we just decided to start fresh. And so we have all the same people that we were raiding with, you know, in Siege, I guess, is when we really took off, right? With our current crew.
Yeah, I think that's when we really went for it.
Yeah, because the other raid team had died, and then we built up this new one. And yeah, now it's friends first. You know, we're not raiding Hellfire every week anymore. But we're still, you know, last week a bunch of us did some heroes together, and the week before it was I wasn't there. I was super tired. I can't remember, but I think you guys did heroes as well. I know, like you're saying, the 6v6 Overwatch matches, we've done the same thing before, and that was actually a blast. Where it, because the best part about it was it would auto sort you after the matches based on how everyone was doing to try.
Well, we had to turn that on, but yeah, we were able to just tell it like to just start swapping people around, and so it wasn't always the same thing. We were all in the same vent channel or the same Discord channel together. So you're like,
yeah, that was a blast. Just
everyone's yelling at each other.
What's crazy, you guys have been together that long. That's actually really impressive. You know, we've only been around since Warlords. So it's good that you guys are still together and still chugging along through all this.
Yeah. And like you mentioned at BlizzCon, we had, it was probably 12 as well. Like it was awesome. That many people there once. It was amazing.
So you talked a little bit about the history of your Legends Anonymous. Is there anything maybe that you would say that's just different than some of the other guilds out there? Like,
oh, absolutely. There's actually quite a few things that kind of separate, you know, Legends Anonymous from everybody else, and also other community guilds kind of follow these same, I guess, guidelines or keys to success. And, you know, the first part is values and goals. I kind of lump those together because they go hand in hand. And you know, the first thing that I did that when we started Legends Anonymous, you know, my brother and I, we said, you know, what type of content are we going to do? What are our goals in participating with that content? And what are some of the core values that we want our guild members to embrace? You know, for Legends Anonymous, you know, we wanted to raid heroic because it was flex. It wasn't mythic. We didn't need 20 people, but it was still a challenge. Our goal was to have a fun atmosphere, you know, welcoming atmosphere for players of all sorts of, backgrounds. Like, for instance, we have a raider, Bougie. He used to raid with Vodka. You know, we have raiders that cleared all of vanilla BC. You know, I was in a top 100 US guild in Siege of Okamar. So we have, and we have players that have never raided before. This is their first expansion, or maybe they've played a little bit and never got to raid. And so we, our core values, of course, you know, we want everyone to have fun, you know, be friends, you know, have respect, and just really just enjoy the content together. So once you establish those values and goals and you know what you're doing, then you can start recruiting. Mm-hmm. And recruiting for a guild, it's a pretty daunting task, especially a brand new one, and especially one that's not going to be, you know, just another run-of-the-mill guild that's going to try and push mythics. You know, I think a lot of players have that mythic bug where if they're not raiding mythic, they don't want to raid at all, whereas we found out that there's a lot of players out there that they don't want to raid mythics anymore. They don't want that atmosphere anymore. They want the more relaxed atmosphere. So you have to find good ways to recruit people, and you got to start knocking on doors and, you know, rolling up your sleeves. You know, it took me a couple of months to get enough people to get into a raid. But we found really good recruitment methods. Most of it's just like this, a good conversation, you know, ask them questions, you know, find bonding bonds, ways you can bond. You know, I'll ask them what their favorite raid was. And if they played in Wrath, they'll say ICC, which was my favorite raid.
Mm-hmm,
and, you
know, right.
Yeah. So we start bonding that way. And, you know, I've got a couple of guys who were, they're all-star, you know, champion wrestlers at University of Michigan. And I was a former, you know, MMA fighter back in my formative years. So we talked about, you know, wrestling and competition, and we had kind of become friends. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh yeah, by the way, do you want a G invite? You know, you kind of forget that it's about WoW. So
yeah.
So yeah. And it's hard to recruit, and, you know, it's hard. And sometimes you're not perfect with, you know, who you bring into your guild based on your values. There is a market out there for whatever kind of community you're looking for. And you have to get out there or start, you know, every forum, bumping your posts, just really working hard, you know, cause if you don't do it, it won't happen. But at Legends Anonymous, we got really lucky because the people make the guild, and it's all because we're honest with our, you know, values and goals and presenting that to them. The next thing would be, you know, I talked about this earlier, was, you know, player generated content. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of WoW players right now are really dependent upon Blizzard to kind of guide them through what to do in game. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I came from the days of, you know, level 140 man hogger raids and naked gnome races. Yeah. So running through Ironforge, winner gets 1,000 gold from the guild bank, you know, that kind of stuff. So, that key content right there is the stuff you make up. That's what's going to make your guild seem unique and special. And they're going to feel like this is not the guild that I was in last tier that just raided, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever watched the television show The Office?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My wife falls asleep to it every night still. Like now,
do you remember the Michael Scott's the Dundies, those awards?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So at Legends Anonymous, we created the Legies, which is like a carbon copy of it.
Uh-huh.
And our first Legie Awards, you know, we went to High Mall. We were rating High Mall. We went to the steps and, you know, we voted on categories. They were all funny in nature, you know, Standing in Fire, Lifetime Achievement Award. And everyone, I know who'd got win to that. Vote. and then in BlizzCon, you know, my brother, he did a lot of hard work. He went to a trophy store, got trophies with our logo embedded on them with people's names engraved, and we surprised the guild at our banquet at a restaurant in Anaheim, and we gave out actual Legie Awards. You know, we gave out, you know, the douchiest Pally Award, the
nice. That's amazing.
And I want to give a shout out to Grand Mumper, who got, he's a feral druid. He got the MacGyver Award for most creative raid deaths. He found so many ways to die in Hellfire, and we had to give him an award for that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so you're not hamstrung by, you know, a content drought. You're not even hamstrung by what's, you know, on the retail box or what's on the adventure mode. You know, this is where your creativity, as well as your guildies, you know, could come to play. You know, like Zelda did all the attunement quests. You know, my brother runs contests. You know, we did a Secret Santa. We did, you know, we did a Warcraft movie selfie contest. You know, take a picture of you watching the Warcraft movie. Winner gets a $20 Battle.net card. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are just really the cool, and it could be anything. It could be so small. I remember one time we went to Outland and ganked, you know, horde lobies, you know, for a couple hours, but it was fun. You know, we were like, go get him. There's a level 57. Go get him. And yeah, you know, just those little things, you know, make your community, everyone bonds, and it's unique. It's not just let's go raid and kill Archimon for the 11th time, you know? Yeah. So the next part would be having good guild media. guild media is really important because you want your guild members to see something tangible, you know, something that they can look at, look back on, and really sink their teeth into. You know, everyone does, you know, screenies for, you know, kills, big boss kills. And the first one's obviously a good website. If you want to stick around for a while, you know, Legends Anonymous, we got super lucky where one of our members was a professional web designer, and he designed us out of his own pocket one of the best websites that I think a guild could ask for. And, you know, we've got a shout box, we've got profiles, you know, it's a great place to put our picks. He's working on a streaming section right now that has all of our streams embedded. And one of the tougher things is most guilds create websites, they just never use them. So, mm-hmm. you know, directing your community to that website, you know, I can't tell you how many, there's tons of guild websites. Nobody ever uses them. And if they get to spend time together, you know, we post our boss strats on there. Whenever a kill video is uploaded, I'll throw it on the website first. So that way people know to, it's like, oh, here's the website. You know, there's our kill video.
Do you think the guild websites are, you know, with the mediums moving towards Discord and Facebook and stuff like that, do you think some of that's a little antiquated now?
Looking at Discord, Discord's great. I like what you're able to do with it because it kind of, you know, they have, you can have more interactive links. But I don't think websites will be obsolete. I just think that there's other mediums that kind of fill those roles. But I think that, you know, there's still value there if it's something that they can load up on their smartphone while they're kicking back at work. So I don't think they're obsolete, but I think that Discord's a real, you know, deterrent to that. Yeah, it's a really powerful app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we had a guild website for years and forums and whatnot, and hardly ever used it because we were just, you know, in when we're at work, we're in this web chat, and then which is now kind of moved over to Discord, but it's still basically a web chat. And then when you're out running around, you still got Discord on your phone, and you've got, you know, Twitter and all these other kind of just filler things. And then you coordinate when you're going to be in game, and that's, you know, it all kind of comes together. So I don't know, like, I always wondered, like, was there really still value in trying to push for an actual site, or?
Yeah, and that's actually a great question. You know, you kind of stop me right in my tracks with that one. But if the guild website, you know, has basic info, has a place for people to apply, I think there's still a little bit of value there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Another great, you know, avenue for media is obviously YouTube. You know, not a lot of guilds. I don't know if you guys ever go to like WoW Progress. Not a lot of guilds record their kill videos. Not enough. And it's just a fantastic way. And recording is really easy. It's free with OBS. And, you know, to get your kill videos on there for your guild members to relive those big moments. At first, I was the only one recording kill videos. And by the time we got to Black Rock Foundry, I had to splice in 4 or 5, sometimes 6 POVs because everyone wanted, you know, a piece of their action in on the kill video. And of course, we put other things on there. We'll put, you know, our first Legi Awards was on there. And, you know, so if there's ever a funny moment, you know, that gets uploaded on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it's just once again, like, I think our guildies can't get enough of our YouTube. I actually created a special highlight reel for our guild where I compiled all the nerd screams and all the funny things that happened.
Awesome.
Nice. So once again, just something that was different. And if you spend time on your kill videos, your guild members really do appreciate that because nothing's better than, you know, listening to your nerd screams. You know, it just brings that, you know, reaction videos are real big right now on YouTube, and to have your reaction recorded forever in a game you love is priceless. Mm-hmm.
We use the YouTube a little bit anyway. I'll say we do have a couple people that record our raids, and we've had some kill videos done, but we've also had, I know there was one particular story about, I think it was chicken wings and well liquor.
Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, I wonder what that one's about. You know, there's stuff like that. Or there was one time we broke into song with Boots with the Fur. And then that lasted like for months and months and months. I think that was, what was the first raid? No, it wasn't the first one, the second one. Black Rock Foundry, was that it? That's where it started, but it started at the beginning of that raid, and we didn't let it go till, I don't know, some point I can't even remember the raids. Hellfire. Some point in Hellfire before it finally died off, the whole boots with the fur joke. But
I don't know, it still comes up, man.
Yeah, it's still an occasion.
Every actually, single time somebody wins a piece of loot and it's boots, somebody always asks them.
So yeah, so we do use it on some occasions for stuff like that too. So yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from with the YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you see it all the time on Reddit where someone will post, oh yeah, watch this funny moment. Our rogue forgot to equip his daggers on Reaver and everyone's laughing and they got to share that. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's just endless, you know, so many funny rogues. Moments. I think one of our funniest moments was when we first started raiding in Siege of Orgrimmar and we couldn't beat Galacross because our tower teams kept falling off. You know, a lot of our players had raided them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we were getting ready to go, and you know, I called for the tower team to go, and my brother started playing the Benny Hill theme music onto TeamSpeak as the tower team was moving, and Guild erupted, and it's forever cemented on YouTube. You know, it could be just a memory, but now you've got it saved forever, and it just couldn't be better. And you get to the next stage would be streaming, and streaming is really big right now. It's not a make or break media feature, I think, for your guild, because it's really hard to get a lot of viewers. You know, there's certain categories of streamers that get a lot of views. But if you stream, it's also a good, I think we were streaming, Archimon progression or farm before Archimon, mm-hmm. and we were recruiting some people, and I said, hey, you know, I can't talk right now, I'm in raid, but hey, watch our stream. And he was watching us goofing off and having fun, and it's just more tools, more different ways for people to connect to you or for just your guild to have a good time. So one last thing about media is, you know, Legends Anonymous, we are currently finishing production on a documentary that we're doing on our guild right now.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. I've recorded a bunch of interviews of our guildies, and we're getting that ready to rock and roll. So that's another good piece of media that your guild can sink your teeth into. And I think the last portion for, you know, keys to a good community is, you know, friendships and meetups. And I think you guys have a lot of experience with that. You guys, I'm pretty sure 2015 wasn't the first time you guys met up, or was it?
Well, for actually, you know, a lot of our guild lives in Canada, and that was 2015 was my first BlizzCon. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it was the first time that a lot of us had finally met in person.
See, that's awesome, and that's what it's really all about. It's all about the people, and you know, when you're running a community guild, it's important that you know all of you become friends, and you know the power of friendship. You know, I know it sounds corny, but it's really underrated. And a quote that always gets thrown out by our guild is, you know, I'd rather wipe 100 times with my friends than you know one shot bosses with you know people that aren't very pleasant and that aren't your friends, and they just help your guild expand, and you find people will do things for each other. You know, like our website. When I first made our website, it was, as Andric would say, one of our guildies, looked like a 1997 GeoCities site. So one of our guildies, you know, Smashbox, God bless him, said, I'll build you guys a website. And then we were talking about kill videos, and one of our graphic designers said, I'll skip raid and build you guys an intro clip for your kill videos.
Wow, man, that's crazy. That's so cool. Yeah.
It's amazing what, you know, what people will do for each other. And that's really what, if you break down what World of Warcraft is, it's a bunch of people coming together and going through journeys together and working together. And you can't put a price tag on that. You know, like a piece of loot isn't worth, you know, what you can get from that community and what you could experience. And, you know, BlizzCon 2015 was kind of a culmination for us, you know, getting together. You know, matter of fact, two of our guildies that came down live in the Toronto area. So we picked them up for, they had to take a red eye to LAX, and, you know, people from all over, you know, South Jersey, you know, Midwest, you know, I live up in NorCal. So we all came together because of this silly little game, and community is really what the game, I think, should be about. And when you take a step back and realize, like, you know, is this piece of gear worth my friendships or those types of things? I don't know what kind of experiences you guys have had in the past, but, you know, I've seen a piece of gear wreck a guild. You know, I've seen a legendary wreck a guild.
Yep. Definitely seen that. So, we don't actively recruit. I would consider us a guild, but maybe not quite the community guild at the level that it sounds like you guys are. Are you constantly recruiting? Are you kind of always looking for that, you know, for people who are interested to come and hang out and come and join up? Or how do you guys work that?
Most of the time we are. It just depends on what our, you know, rating roster looks like. So we always keep recruitment open. We never really deny apps based off of roster space. There's always been room, especially before tiers. There's, you know, before Hellfire, I had to do a lot of recruiting because, you know, we weren't immune to the content drought. But a good guild, it is always recruiting, especially since we keep a large roster. You know, our raid sizes are usually 20 to 25 people in them. So yeah, you've got to be recruiting because things come up, and we're a flexible guild. You know, if you have to miss a day or two, we don't care, but we always try to keep the roster filled. So yeah, you've got to be recruiting always. Yeah. And it's really an interesting, like, dynamic, you know, when you're always recruiting, because you'll always find that diamond in the rough. Like during Hellfire, you know, we've always been a guild that's always had healers, but we had this really awesome guy app to us that was a healer, and we found a way to make room for him. So, you know, Legends Anonymous, you know, we never turn down people, but if there's someone that we feel is, you know, if we look for quality in people and someone we want to spend hours with, if they seem like a great guy, we'll make room for him. I remember I recruited a few guys and I was tanking at the time, and one of them was a tank, and I said, no worries. I'll let you take the tank spot and I'll work my way back through the roster. So it's, you know, we've always been looking for a warlock, by the way. Warlock, we've been cursed, no pun intended, by always not having a warlock.
Yeah, besides. You don't need a warlock.
I don't know. There's nothing they're wrong overrated. With warlocks. They've got their uses.
Yeah. If they remember.
If they what?
If they remember.
Remember what? Health potions were better than healing whatever they are. I don't even know what it's called. What is their healing thing called? Lock rocks. That's what we'll call them. Cookies. Healing potions are better than that anyway.
That was annoying in WoW to only need healing potions. That, like, cost a lot of money. It's like, just get me a warlock. But yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of, I kind of like, you know, your take on that. I know the flex kind of arrangement now where you can bring as many people as you feel like, and in the cross realm and all that, that just, I feel like that makes for a lot easier of a situation where you're, I don't know, you're kind of like not stressed out. You know, a couple times we've put a call out on Twitter and, you know, had to figure out what we wanted to do for filling out the roster a little bit, you know, so it's good to have that flexibility, I guess.
Yeah, the flex kind of saved us, because as long as you have the right balance between the amount of healers and DPS, we'll start a raid night with 28, 29 people and end the night with like 22, 23, you know, based off of people's schedules. So yeah, the flex rating solves. So I don't know about you guys, if you guys remember ICC doing a 25 man right after Deathbringer Sourfang dies, all of a sudden four pugs drop. Yeah. So those days are over. So that makes it really easier. And yeah. And one thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, when WoW came out, and I don't know if a lot of people remember this, but WoW unto itself was kind of its own social media platform, you know, because MySpace was just getting started. Facebook was only for, you know, college students, and YouTube and Twitter weren't around. So you know, when people say that, you know, the game is dying or the subs are going away or nobody wants to play WoW, I think that these other social media platforms are kind of competing with people's time on WoW. So making your guild its own, you know, community that, you know, people can share pictures with and share content with and share things with really help out with keeping things going. You know, hence why, you know, we survived WoW and a lot of top end guilds that are way more established than we are and do harder content than we are, can't seem to keep it going. It's incredible. But that social media platform that WoW was unto itself, you know, has competition now. So you have to find ways to, you know, keep your community its own platform and keep them playing the, you know, WoW or whatever video game you're looking to play, whether it's, you know, Elder Scrolls or Final Fantasy or hell, even if you're just an Overwatch guild.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, I can't say enough about, you know, what it means to be in that community, because everyone's always active. Everyone's always looking to do something with somebody, especially like expansion launch time. Like, that's why I can't wait for Legion, because I want that energy back from that expansion launch where, you know, as soon as you logged in, it was like, oh, Marcus logged in. We need a DPS, hop in. We're doing heroic and getting people excited and pumped up for that content and seeing people bond together. And, you know, in Legends Anonymous, if you need a gem, an enchant, or anything, somebody's always gonna take care of you, so you never really have to spend your own gold on anything.
I love that, man. I love that feeling of just, you don't have to worry about it, you know.
Yeah, it's and I hope other people out there, you know, start, you know, looking into building a community as opposed to just going after the loot or just going after, you know, the ranks or the achievements. I don't know how you guys feel about, you know, kind of like the current state of where WoW's going, where it's, you know, mythic or bust, or, you know, we're raiding for loot, or
we've actually kind of hit, I don't want to say we've hit a wall, but we've kind of we've taken a break a little bit, yeah, from our Friday, not from the game and not from, you know, the group activities and the other stuff that we're doing, but from HFC in particular on Friday nights, our planned raiding. And, you know, it's been a couple of weeks and I'm actually feeling the itch a little bit, you know, cause I really look forward to that. I really look forward to going and doing that. But yeah, we're definitely not mythic or get out. You know, we're very much like,
yeah,
you know, I felt like I went a good chunk of Warlords, and struggled with gear. Like, you know, we were doing kind of a need before greed system, or, you know, Suicide Kings. Kings, yeah. And it just seemed like, man, I just wasn't getting any gear to save my life. And until we finally started funneling gear to people who needed it, and, you know, tried personal for a while, then went back to master, and it's just like, you know, you want the gear and you want the loot, and it makes you feel good and everything, but like, we're just not about the hardcore, the super progression, the give me loot or I'm out of here. You know, we're just not about that.
And that's great. And that's probably why you guys have lasted for so long, is because, you know, you take those extra steps to make sure that, you know, everyone's supported and everyone's geared up and ready to rock and roll, because it's a cutthroat world out there in this right now with guilds. You know, it's really, you go to the WoW forums and you see, you know, 744, you know, DK looking for a 13 out of 13 mythic group. You know, that doesn't seem like a raider that's really going to care about that guild. He's just trying to get in so he can clear content. So it's,
well, and if you're not, like, honestly, man, those kind of weird spam advertisements, like, it just seems like that person's not happy with where they're at, and going in and getting the kill is cool. But like, if you're not happy when you're in game, unless you're doing one specific thing, and then it's just hard to find joy anyways. You know, you were talking earlier about guild events and all these things that you could do together. And like, I've never, ever, since I've been playing Warcraft, felt like I couldn't find something to do. Like, I have always been able to do something. I've always got an alt. I've always got something that I have that I want to be working on. But the biggest problem for me is, like, a lot of what I feel like doing or a lot of what I want to work on isn't always something that we could do as a group. You know, well, I really want to get this alt leveled up. Well, he's at level 67 right now. Well, that's kind of on me to do that, you know. But so finding these things and creating these activities and these moments and these ways to get in and do things together is, I think, key for the longevity of your community.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really hard to compete with, you know, what's out there. You know, people can, you know, now you got Overwatch and you got all these really cool Blizzard titles and you've got, you know, a game that's under another extended content drought. So it's a challenge for a lot of guild masters to get people active and going. But really, it's all about putting your finger on the pulse and giving your guildies what they want and, you know, communicating with them. So it's great that you find, you know, things to in game. I spent the last probably 6 months farming gold just to, you know,
get gold. Yeah. Yeah. I know a couple of us have been like, how far out can we pay for our sub, you know? Mm-hmm. And just kind of like, it's not a big deal. No one's really like pushing super hard, but we're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, I don't know what the next expansion is going to look like. So I want to be in a position where I'm kind of setting myself up for success, basically playing for free for the next 2 years, you know?
And that's where, you know, we're kind of at with Warlords. And, you know, it's a shame it wasn't the expansion that it turned out to be. But we found ways to make it the best. A lot of our guild members have commented that they had more fun in Warlords than any other expansion just because of the people that they were with. And that's what it's really all about. Like, my fondest memories are fun little memories with people that I love and people that I enjoy playing with. You know, when I got a Mythic Siegecrafter Blackfuse kill, that was awesome. But for 6 straight minutes, I had my raid leader yelling and screaming at us the whole time, so it wasn't enjoyable. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was
a-
Nice.
So, yeah, and that's really it. You know, like the atmosphere that a lot of people are gunning after doesn't usually lead to long-term success. I mean, look at what even kind of happened to Method and their guild. You know, they lost, you know, I think like 90% of their guild, you know, started another guild. And it's the most successful, you know, guild ranking-wise, you know, has trouble too.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, I don't know what happened there. I won't assume to know what happened, but I'm pretty sure it had a lot to do with them not being on the same page about something outside of, you know, outside of the game, because they got world first, so it couldn't be performance, so it had to be something between them.
It's hard to wrangle personalities, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one thing when you're trying to curate a community and make this thing and just really you know, push for it and make it great, but when you're trying to wrangle personalities and just, I don't know, all these different, you know, feelings and butthurt and, you know, just like all this stuff going on, it takes a little bit of work.
That's actually a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because if you think about what you're doing, you know, as a running a guild in World of Warcraft, you're getting people sitting at home, most likely in their pajamas, at their computers to kind of follow your lead and accomplish this goal, when they can turn you off at any moment and mm-hmm. never have to speak to you again. And, you know, we haven't been immune to you know, people that, you know, come to our guild and say, you know, maybe, you know, I kind of like what you guys are doing and, you guys sound great, but it turns out maybe their values and goals weren't, you know, on par with ours. And, you know, we've had a few people like that come and go. But it's hard. It's, you know, Legends Anonymous during raid time is 20 to 25 personalities. That's 20 to 25 sets of problems and attitudes and, ways of looking at things. So wrangling all that together is tough, but we've been lucky, you know, Legends Anonymous has pretty much been a drama-free zone.
That's a lot to be said for you guys, because that's not easy.
No, it's not.
I feel like we have a pretty, I don't want to say, we don't have it's not a strict policy, but we've been pretty tight about, you know, about membership, I guess, for lack of a better term, and it's really, you know, we've hit walls with drama. We've had people that we've known and loved for years that just had to take a break or had to go do something else, and or people that just weren't, you know, just weren't a good fit in the long run. You know, sometimes it comes down to, you know, we've always kind of pushed for 21 and over, and, you know, and we have some really young people that are super mature, and then we've got some of the older people in the guild like myself that are super immature, and it's, you know, I guess it takes all kinds, you know, and being able to foster that and keep that growing and keep people happy and, you know, it takes a lot of work. I think people don't understand. You know, you're saying all this stuff, and I'm just my mind is blown that all these people are just happy. Like you said, this dude decided to skip raid to go work on a graphic project for you. That's just something you don't see in a lot mm-hmm. of these guilds.
Yeah, he couldn't have been happier to do it too. I was his brother-in-law and wife were also in the guild, and you know, she was telling me how excited he was to do it, and I couldn't believe it. I said, you don't have to skip raid if you don't want to, but he wanted to. Big shout out to Beamer, you know, love him. He had to take a break from the game too, but yeah, I feel you on, you know, having guild members that aren't kind of fitting with your values and goals. It's a hard balance because some people will think they want this type of guild, but in the end, you know, at the very end, they end up saying, you know, this is what I value more. And, you know, sometimes you have to part ways. It's unfortunate, but overall, because everyone's on the same page, you know, sometimes we'll recruit somebody and they'll forget that we're not a mythic guild, or they didn't get the memo, and they'll go, hey, how come we're not doing mythics? And everyone will just jump up and go, we don't do mythics here. If you want to do mythics, you know, more power to you, but we're heroic guild, man. This is what, you know, and I didn't even have to say anything. It was just a fantastic display of the guild being on the same page. Yeah. So there's a lot to be said for, you know, when players take pride in your guild, and I'm pretty sure your members are very, you know, prideful for what you guys stand for and what you guys do. And if your players start to really, you know, display pride and push pride. You know, we've had guildies when we kill bosses, we'll scream, you know, Legends F and Anonymous, you know, we did it. You know, they're not screaming, oh my God, I got my trinket. It's, oh my God, we did it. And if your guild members if your guild members embrace the guild first, you're going to make it, and mm-hmm. you're going to have a fantastic time. But yeah.
Daryl, do you have any other questions?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I just keep thinking back to our guild and how a lot of what he says is resonating. You know, we don't do the active recruiting, but the crew we got is probably the best. I'll say it's the best group I've ever been associated with in Warcraft. You know, going back, you know, 11 and a half years since it started, you know, this is definitely the best group of people I've ever been associated with in the game. And, you know, our big nights are Fridays. We only raid one night a week. There's several of us that are married with children, so that limits our available playtime. But we're able to set aside the one night a week. And I know it can be fairly late for some of the Easterners, but they're still there. And it's one thing that I really look forward to, and I know a lot of people really look forward to. It's only one day a week, but you know, there's, you know, 15 of us or however many we end up with that night that are all getting together to accomplish a common goal. And it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, I really, really look forward to those evenings because it's who we're playing with. You know, it's the guild community that we have going. And, it's what keeps me playing. You know, this is actually what came up last week with our guest Cinder. And what keeps me playing the game is not... It's not Warcraft or the content. It's who I'm playing the game with. And, you know, right now that's Rob. That's Pink. That's Salty. It's Kranos, Brett, Justin, Jab, you know.
You're going to skip
many,
somebody.
Yeah, I know. I'm stopping there. There's many more. Allie. You know, yeah, I'm stopping there because I can't remember them all before I get myself in trouble. I didn't name you all. Okay. Okay. But anyway, but yeah, so it's what keeps me coming back to the game is the guild, and you know, having that good guild community is what keeps me coming back.
And it's actually a great, you know, point that you made where, you know, you guys don't raid every day or 3 days a week. It's your Friday tradition. You know, you sit down every Friday and you know you're going to hang out with Rob and Daryl, and you know you're going to find out, oh, how was work this week? And you're going to get to know each other and know each other's. Like, I address most of our guildies by their first names. You know, we've moved past that. So that Friday tradition for, you know, the Training Dummies crew is going to live with you, and you're always going to look forward to it. And it could be that simple. You know, you don't have to raid a few days a week. Or let's say you were a PvP guild, you know, Saturday night fights or whatever. That's what you guys do every Saturday. You get together and you kill the horde or whatever. So
no, stop. Hold on here.
Wait.
Alliance.
Oh, hey, now.
Yeah, I'm an Alliance player.
Yeah.
Alliance for the win, baby.
No, no, no.
Well, my condolences.
But it's great to hear that you guys are having that exact, you know, same experience, and you have those traditions and those similar things that you do. And are you guys actually going to go to BlizzCon this year?
Yeah.
There won't be as many as last year, unfortunately, but some of us are still going again. And then I think there'll be a couple who couldn't make it last year that will be there this year. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, we actually upped our number from, we had like 10 last year. There's going to be 15 of us, and we had to rent a house to fit all of us in this year.
Oh, Jesus, so, nice.
Yeah, so if you're listening, you're going to BlizzCon, you know. Oh, by the way, my brother actually made us, instead of t-shirts, he made us baseball-style jerseys with our names and numbers on them and our logo. So if you see a member out there, and you know, we're going to be doing events again. We're actually taking the whole week off and going to like Universal Studios together and, you know, having another big banquet at the house, probably a big barbecue or something. So maybe we'll catch you guys there too, and I'll buy you guys a drink at the Hilton.
I would not say no to that.
Neither would I. Those are expensive.
just ask our good friend Grand Mumper. He bought me a drink at the Hilton, and I just wanted I think it was a beer, and he wanted a cranberry and Coke at the Hilton, and he had a $10 bill in his hand. And
nice
the
try.
Bartender said $23, and he's from Jersey. He's got a thick Jersey accent.
Oh,
I was like,
geez.
$23? What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, you gotta start at the room. Get yourself squared away in the room, and then go over to the Hilton.
Yeah, those memories are just, yeah. You guys will never forget those BlizzCon moments together, and that's why
I think man, they're incredible. I mean, even just going down to downtown Disney, and we went down to the, what was it, ESPN Zone, and we just all, like, everybody, these are people that I've known for years, and we're all just sitting face to face for the first time, just like sitting there eating, and it was just like, it was just crazy.
We actually had you guys ever played Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
Well, they, once again, you know, this is a big hats off to my brother. You can make custom cards in Cards Against Humanity, and we actually called it Legends Anonymous Against Humanity. And we got our logo on there, and we put all of our, you know, little inside jokes as like questions and answers to stuff, you know, people's names or funny things that have happened. And we spent the last night together with that game too. So we got to incorporate all the funny things that get said into that game.
Nice.
So if you're wanting to leave somebody with a thought about what it means to run a community or to be part of a community, or, you know, what the importance of a community, what would you say to somebody who's just probably burnt out on the game or doesn't know where to go from here, thinking about quitting? What would you say?
I would say that the community guilds are always recruiting. So you can always find a guild, but if you wanted to start one yourself, you know, don't be afraid to take that plunge. You know, I started with nothing. I had nothing to my name. All I had was, you know, my word and a dream. Mm-hmm. So if you want to start one yourself, you can follow a lot of the things that we did and just get out there, and you got to roll up your sleeves, and there'll be bumps and, you know, bruises, coming down that road, like riding a bike, you know, when you take those training wheels off. But if you want to start one yourself, don't be afraid. You will find people, and you will be successful as long as you focus on each other. If you're looking for a community guild, you know, Legends Anonymous, we're always looking for people. There's a lot of other guilds out there that do very similar things that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, don't ever give up hope. You know, there's always people out there to play with. And I found, I went from, you know, just me, my brother, and one of my real life friends, three people in a guild, to where we've had over 100 accounts in our guild.
Active. That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and we've had people come and go, but, you know, there's always people here for you. So if you're afraid to take that plunge, don't be. You've got nothing to lose. So just, you know, just go for it. Start your guild up, figure out what you want to do, and start knocking on doors.
It's good, solid advice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's perfect. we don't want you in our guild, so you should probably go over to Legends Anonymous anyway.
Nice.
Dual flag thrown down.
I shouldn't say that.
All right. Well, does that wrap it up for the topic then? Are we good?
Yeah, I think I've gone through pretty much my spiel.
All right.
Unless there's any questions or anything.
Well, I believe. Wow, did this sentence change?
No. You just wanted to start it differently than it started.
Yes, exactly. Hey, you can send us an email to the show at thetrainingdummies.com, just like Marcus did. Or if you have anything to add to this topic or have any questions about future topics, please feel free to leave us a voicemail or join our Discord server. All of that can be found over at thetrainingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you got for a shout-out this evening?
To my wife for being super hyped about the Warcraft movie. And so the funny thing is that she has not given two craps about the Warcraft universe or anything surrounding it ever in the history of ever. And we went and watched the movie, and she loved it, and probably spent about 3 hours afterwards asking me all sorts of questions about who people were and the lore and the history and all this stuff. And it was awesome. And even now, like, she's still asking me stuff. So super cool. Shout out to her. Anyways, she lets me nerd out anyways. So it's fun. But, Marcus, definitely for coming on. Thank you so much for kind of inspiring the topic and reaching out to us. That was super cool.
Yeah, I couldn't thank you guys enough for having me. I had a great time.
Awesome. Of course, our guildies. I don't want to name too many names because I'll forget, and I don't want to.
I forgot.
Oh, man. you know, you forgot somebody. I don't know. That's how it works. But I guess that's kind of about it for now, huh? Daryl, what do you got?
Well, since this is on, guilds, gotta give a big shout out to our guild. Had one job on the Earthen Ring server. And especially anyone who I didn't mention earlier, I really meant to mention you. Chariot, my wife, there's one. I'm going to stop now before I get myself in more trouble.
Gondel, Darnie, Kronos, Jab, Justin. Yeah,
I said Jab, Justin, Kronos. Gondel and Darnie I missed, though. Anyway.
And those are your people, too, man.
I know.
Those are your Canadian brethren.
They are my Canadian brethren. All right, and Marcus, of course, for coming on the show this evening, and for sending us that email to inspire this topic. Thank you, sir. What do you have for shout-outs for us?
Well, of course, big shout-outs to both of you for inviting me to come on. I really appreciate it. And, of course, Legends Anonymous, big shout-out to my entire guild. A leader without followers is taking a walk, and without you guys, Legends Anonymous is nothing. So big shout out to you guys for really inspiring, community in the guild.
Well, before we put a nail in this one, Marcus, where can people reach you if they have questions about this or anything else, I guess, really?
You can reach me on Twitter, at MarcusHavoc916. You can also reach me on Twitch. I'll be streaming a lot lately, Marcus Havoc on Twitch. You can find us on legendsanonymous.com or email me at MarcusHavoc916@gmail.com.
All right, that wraps up episode 132 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.